Welcome to another Loads Bubbling podcast with me, Mark Williams, senior consultant at the MTD Group. Today, we're looking at the situation where the prospect has to cut costs and expects you to help them by lowering your price. We discuss how to get around this issue and still maintain a good relationship with the prospect. Our skills pill today takes a look at active listening and what we can do to improve it. And our Inspire Me quote is from Mark Hunter, who talks about the many opportunities that come our way. So let's start by visiting a familiar scenario where your prospect or client needs to cut costs. Now, when negotiating with a client recently, I noticed that she was often coming back to the issue of pricing for our services, trying to get me to reduce the fees for some specific services that we were offering. I realized that although MTD are tried and trusted with many clients, new prospects haven't had the opportunity yet to see how we can benefit their business. So I can understand that they can't see the value in some of the specific offerings that we have. I asked her why she felt we needed to reduce the price. This is always a good tactic, by the way, as it helps you to build up the rationale behind the request. She told me that she needed to cut costs, and that this was one of the items that needed to be cut in price so that she could justify the investment. Notice that she didn't say the company didn't need or want our services. She wanted it, but at a price that she thought right for them. I said that the fact she was paying anything for the services proved that actually she wasn't looking to cut costs. She would still have to pay for the services, so that wouldn't help her to cut costs. What she actually wanted was for us to help her make a profit from the services. Actually, no company really wants to cut costs. It's just a simple way of saying you want to make a profit and you think the easiest way is to cut back. So, I identified her positioning statement of reduce your price as exactly that, a position. I wanted to really identify her actual needs so I could pinpoint her interests. I asked her what benefit she would see in MTD reducing the price. She replied that she needs to see her departmental profits increase for the next 12 months, and she sees this as one area that will help. Now, having seen the reasons, I said to her, "So you really want to improve profits, and you see one way of doing this is by cutting our fees. Is that correct?" "Well, if we were able to show you how we could help you maintain and increase profits using these services, enabling you to utilize these facilities in a way that would immediately have an impact on business, would you say that the fees we are charging are reasonable?" Now, after a little contemplation, she, of course, had to say yes to this, as it was providing the solution that she was looking for. Now, as we offer a guarantee on our services, I was able to persuade her to accept our fees, with no discount, on the proviso that it would help her achieve her profit goals. So, I worked with her to see how the return on investment would be greater than the initial outlay, and she was able to see the rationale and agree to go with us. This is the value of moving away from positions in negotiation and moving towards interests. People always have hidden interests that are served beneath the surface of their positions that they're taking. Uncover those needs and interests, and you have a greater chance of succeeding when you're negotiating, rather than just relying on working on their positions. Our skills pill today looks at active listening and how we can improve it. Now, what exactly is active listening, and why can it be so difficult at times? As the term suggests, active listening skills can be developed as it is a skill. Like any skill, it can improve with practice. But we have to see the benefits of active listening in order for us to take it seriously. Active listening can be defined as the concept of listening that keeps you engaged in a conversation in a positive way. That positivity is important, because as soon as the conversation becomes even slightly negative, we tend to have the habit of withdrawing or counteracting the concepts the other person has with ideas of our own. What does active listening look like? Well, it has common features, including the following: being non-judgmental, being curious, having patience, asking questions, reflecting back, asking for clarification, and summarizing the essence, of a conversation. Now, why is it so important to display this skill, especially in a sales meeting? Well, it embodies the whole professionalism of a sales consultant, in that it shows how important you consider the views, ideas, and concepts of the prospect or customer. When we are listened to, we feel valued, important, and have an increased self-esteem. Our internal ego is stroked, and we view the listener as a good communicator, even though they might not actually be saying very much. What are the results then, and also the benefits, of active listening? Well, we earn the trust of the other person. We understand the meaning behind the other person's intent. We can offer support and empathy to the speaker. We can dig deeper into the needs and wants of the other person. We show respect for them. We validate their opinions. We can ask questions that clarify issues for us. So, how can we practice active listening skills? What active listening exercises can we carry out? Well, here are just a few ideas for you. First of all, keep eye contact with the other person. This sends a positive message to the speaker that what they're saying is important and that you're interested. Next, don't interrupt. Nothing shouts louder that you're not listening and are only interested in your own views than interrupting the other person. Don't offer uninvited opinions or advice. This shows your listening mode is off and your self mode is well and truly switched on. Watch their non-verbal behavioural cues. These are the gestures and subliminal messages that the other person gives off in addition to what they're actually saying. It can give big clues as to how the person is really feeling. Next, slow down or, if you can, stop your own self-talk. This is the voice inside your head which can drown out what the speaker is saying. It's your unconscious biases, your subliminal judgments that interfere with your ability to listen actively. Ask questions for clarification. If there's something you don't quite get, ask for clarity. Don't just guess. Next, listen for meaning, not just facts. What could the meaning behind what the person says actually be? This deeper meaning will open up more opportunities for you when it's your turn to share. Now here's a good idea. Watch interviews on TV to see who and who doesn't practice active listening. By watching people in panel shows or interview sessions, you pick up signals that show if they are or aren't showing active listening skills. This will give evidence that you can become familiar with and practice yourself. Active listening can be practiced in social settings to give you the confidence and motivation to apply it in more formal meeting situations. If you find active listening difficult, look at what social anxieties you may experience or any problems that you have with inattention. Being self-aware could be the first step in improving your active listening skills. There are many books on interpersonal skills that you may benefit from. By improving your active listening skills, you improve your overall value as a great communicator. Finally today, our Inspire Me quote is from author Mark Hunter. His books have inspired many, and I like his quote regarding what we can do with the chances that we get. He said, and I quote, "It's not about having the right opportunities. It's about handling the opportunities that we get right." When we see that the best way to handle what comes along to us is how we respond to it, we learn to handle those opportunities in the right way. Thank you, Mark, for showing us what to do with the opportunities that can come our way. Well, that's all for today, folks. Remember, keep that pipeline full and make sure there's always loads bubbling.